This next parasha is Parashas Kisisa. So, in this parasha we have the parasha of the eagle, the parasha of the golden calf. That's a very, very difficult parasha. A very difficult parasha to understand. And I'd like to suggest an approach to help us understand somewhat of what the Chet HaEgel was about and how it reflects our Avodas Hashem. The Bnei Yisrael says that anyone who thinks that there was Bnei Yisrael actually bowed down to a golden calf is a fool. The parsha is not to be taken literally. It represents things that are matters that are very lofty, and we need to have some insight into what went on. So, as we know, the Torah HaKadosh is always teaching us how to serve the Rabbi Nishladam, and we need to know what the message is here. So, first of all, we need to understand when the Yisrael approach Aharon HaKohen, and they say to him, get up and make for us a God that will walk before us. Because Moshe, this man that took us, brought us from Mitzrayim, who elevated us from Mitzrayim, we do not know what happened to him. So, it would seem from the Pasuk that it could be easily interpreted that Bnei Yisrael were asking for a leader. Since Moshe Rabbeinu, it seemed to them that Moshe Rabbeinu was not coming down anymore. Especially, Chazal tell us that the Sultan showed them the image of Moshe Rabbeinu being carried away in a casket. So they assumed that Moshe Rabbeinu was no longer coming down, so they were asking for a leader. We find the word Elohim in the Torah, we find that it is used as it can mean a judge, it can mean a minister. So it very possibly could have meant that Kumasei Lanu Elohim Ashiyeru Lefaneinu, come make us appoint a leader that should walk before us. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is no longer here. And you can see from the word Ashiyeru Lefaneinu, they're looking for someone that is going to walk before them and lead them. So how does an eagle come about? Everyone can please put their phones on mute. It would be helpful. Thank you. There's a lot of background noise. So how did an eagle come about? Aharon responds, "Vayomer aleim Aharon, parku nizmei hazal ashavaz nei neshechem neichem uvnei seichem vaviu elai." So Aharon says to them, "Take off the rings, the golden earrings that are on the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters, and bring it to me." Very interesting that the eagle can only be made up of earrings. You can't make an eagle out of nose rings or finger rings or any other type of jewelry. It had to be made of earrings only. Why did Aharon only tell them to bring the earrings? Later on, after Moshe Rabbeinu descended from the mountain, Pesuk says, that Hashem said to Moshe to tell Bnei Yisrael that Lo'yala v'kirvacha, I will no longer ascend among you, Kiyam k'she'orif ata, because you're a stiff-necked nation. The pasuk says, "Vayishma ha'ames al-dover ha'raz." The nation heard this terrible thing that Hashem will no longer be among them. Vayisabalu, and they mourned. Vayishasu ish edyay olav, and no one donned their jewelry. Vayemer Hashem l'Moshe. So it would seem from this pasuk that we just read that when Bnei Yisrael heard what a terrible thing they did, so they mourned, and they did not don their jewelry. So it seems like they were doing tshuva. And Moshe Bnei Yisrael, so Hashem says to Moshe, tell Bnei Yisrael, atem am k'shei oyev. You are a stiff-necked nation. One moment I will come among you, and I will destroy you. And now, take your jewelry off. It just said in the previous pasuk that they, first of all, they did tshuva. So why is Hashem telling them again that they're a stiff-necked nation? And the most difficult thing is, it says in the previous pasuk that they did not don their jewelry. So why is Hashem telling them to take their jewelry off? And the next pasuk is, "Vayisnaflu b'nei Yisrael z'adim har chayrev." B'nei Yisrael were stripped of their jewelry that they received at har chayrev, which they received at Matan Torah. So these psukim, they need explanation. So I would like to suggest the following. Bnei Yisrael had just come out of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was a place where they suffered, where they were afflicted, they were enslaved for 210 years. The slavery consisted of total slavery of their body, their mind, and their heart. They were not entitled to speak freely. They were not entitled to think freely. They were totally subjugated to the Egyptians, to their culture. One was not allowed to voice their one was not allowed to think their opinion, definitely think their mind, and definitely not allowed to speak their mind. And Bnei Yisrael, as we can imagine, longed for freedom. They longed to do as they wish. They longed to speak as they wish. They longed to think as they wish. And although that time of freedom did come, that freedom came with conditions. Moshe Rabbeinu told them that they were leaving Mitzrayim on the condition that they would receive the Torah, which is, the Torah is a set of rules that they have to abide by. So although Bnei Yisrael knew that they would not be able to totally act as they wished, or speak as they wish, or think as they wish, they knew, though, that the way they were going to be acting, speaking, and thinking was going to be the will of Hashem. at least they were going to be subjugated to a higher authority. And that is why when they were offered the Torah, then Israel said, Kol asher divar Hashem nase, whatever Hashem says, we will do. And if one will look carefully, the first two times they were offered the Torah, they said, Kol asher divar Hashem nase, whatever Hashem says, we will do. They did not say nishma. They did not say, and we will hear. Because what v'nishma means is that not only kol asher divar Hashem nase, not only we will do everything that Hashem speaks, but the v'nishma means, and we will listen, which means that we will listen to the chachmei HaTorah. We will listen to the chachamim, we will accept upon ourselves Torah Sheba'al Peh. We will accept upon ourselves the oral Torah, the oral tradition, that the Chachamim teach us, that the Chachamim decree upon us. Not only in that generation, but in every generation to come. And this is something that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam decreed upon them that they must accept. Do not deviate from anything they tell you, right or left. Even if they tell you that right is left or left is right. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants us to negate our mind and our opinions to that of the Chachmei HaTorah. And this was very, very difficult for Bnei Yisrael, who had just come out of slavery, where their minds were enslaved to the Egyptians, who longed for freedom for so long. This was very difficult for them to accept. And for the first two times, when they were offered the Torah, they did not say v'nishma, and we will listen, because they didn't want to. It wasn't until Hashem lifted the mountain over their heads and said to them, if you accept the Torah, and as the Medrash Tanchuma says, this was talking about Torah Shebaal Peh, because Torah Shebaksav they had no problem with. Kol asher divar Hashem nase. It was for Torah Shebaal Peh that Hashem had to lift the mountain over their heads and said, if you accept this, it's fine. If not, Shem Tehiku Udaschem. So they had no choice. And they said, v'nishma, we will listen. Which was their acceptance of Torah Shebaal Peh. And at that point, say Chazal, 600,000 angels descended from heaven and put two crowns upon every Jew. One for Nasa and one for Nishma. And I'd like to suggest that these two crowns are what the Pasuk describes as the jewelry. Well, Chazal actually themselves say that when the Torah, with this Pasuk, on this Pasuk and this week's Pasha, Vayisnatzlu ben Yisrael, as Edya Ma'achoyrev, that they were stripped of their jewelry from Ha'achoyrev, Chazal say that this is referring to these two crowns. But I'd like to suggest that the crown of that they were given for Nasa, that is called rings for the fingers. It's a crown for the hands, since they said Nasa, we will act, we will do. And the crown for Nishma is called earrings. It's a jewel for the ear, since they said we will hear. But now Moshe Rabbeinu ascended to the mountain, and it seemed that Moshe Rabbeinu was not coming back anymore. And Bnei Yisrael saw this as an opportunity to renege on their acceptance of listening to the Chachmei HaTorah. So they came to Aharon HaKohen and they said, Kum asei lonu elihim. We want to be our own judges. Make us our own judges. We will lead ourselves. We don't want people telling us what to do. We cannot negate our minds and our opinions to that of Chachma Yisrael. Kol HaShadibar Hashem, whatever Hashem says, Nasa. But we're taking back the Vinishma, to which Aharon HaKohen responds, if that's the case, you're going to have to forfeit your earrings. Go take off that jewel that was given to your ears for saying Vinishma, which Bnei Yisrael readily did. They forfeited the crown for the Vinishma, which was the Nizamim of their ears, the jewel for their ears. Now, the reason why the Rabbeinu Shalom wants us to listen to Chachmei HaDor, the reason why the Rabbeinu Shalom doesn't want us to lead ourselves and to judge ourselves, is because as human beings, we are governed by kina, taiva, and kovid. We are governed by jealousy, by desire, and by pride. We are unable to think clearly. We are biased, we're subjective. We cannot make decisions that are objective. We cannot make correct decisions without being partial. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants us to negate our own biased opinion to that of the Chachamim, as incorrect as it might seem to us. That is because we're biased. But when a person does follow their kina, taiva, and kovid, that is represented. Kina is represented by the eyes, because the eyes see, and they want what others have. Taiva is represented by the guf desires pleasure, to pleasure itself, and kovid is represented by the heart, as the pasuk says, gvalev vayigbaliboy, someone whose heart is proud. Ego is an acronym for Einayim Guf Lev, which represent the kina, taiva, and kovid that govern the human being. And when people say, Asei lanu Elohim, make us our own judges, what they're asking for is for their ego to lead them. And as soon as they strip themselves of their earrings, as soon as they regretted the Vinishma, they were being led by the Einayim, the Guf, and the Lev. They were being led by the Ego. And so when Moshe Rabbeinu descended from the mountain, he didn't say, Mi hu l'Hashem, who is to Hashem? Because everybody was to Hashem. Kol HaShadibar Hashem Nasa. Everybody was for the Nasa. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mi l'Hashem Eli. Whoever is to Hashem has to come to me, has to accept upon themselves the Vinishma. And after Bnei Yisrael heard what a terrible thing they had done, nevertheless, the Pasuk tells us, the pasuk tells us, "V'leishasu ish ed yayalav." They, no man was willing to put their jewelry back on. They have the option of accepting the Vinishma again. They refused to re-accept upon themselves the Vinishma, to subjugate themselves to the Chachmei Yisrael, to negate their opinion to that of the Chachmei Yisrael. Despite the V'yisabalu, despite the fact that they mourned that Hashem would no longer be with them, they refused to put the earring back on. Now we know, Hashem says to Moshe, you're a stiff-necked nation. After seeing how what a terrible thing it is, you still refuse to put it back on. But now Hashem told them, I want you to take off your rings also. You need to take off the jewel that you received for the Nasa. Because one cannot possibly observe Torah Shebiktav without Torah Shebaalpeh. One cannot possibly fulfill the Kol Asher Dibur Hashem Nasa without the Venishma. Because by nature we follow our ego. If we don't have the Venishma, we follow our Einayim, our Guf and our Lev, which will take us away from the Rotan Hashem. So Hashem tells us, if you're not going to have those earrings, you have to take your rings off too. You have to take the crown that you received for the Nasa, that has to come off as well. And then the Pasuk says, Vayisnasu b'nei Yisroel, et ha'edi yom ha'achoy b'nei Yisroel, are now stripped of both of the jewels that they received at Har Sinai. And Rashi says, Hashem was now telling them to take off that last jewel that was on their hands. Rashi doesn't say that Hashem is telling them to take off that last jewel that was on their hands. You have to take off the jewel of Nasa. Chazal tell us that it wasn't until the Yemei Achashverosh, it wasn't until the days of the Nes of Purim that Bnei Yisrael accepted upon themselves that Vinishma V'rotzayim and V'simcha. Until that time, it was still Bnei Yisrael refused to put that earring back on. So I believe that the message of the Chet HaEgel is a message that is still very, very relevant to our day. Unfortunately, it is. People find it very difficult to negate themselves, to negate their opinions to that of Chachmei Yisrael. But we have to realize that without the Venishma, we are following the Ego. We're following the Einayim, the Guf, and the Lev. It is necessary for every person to have a Rav, a Rosh Hashiva, a Rebbe, someone who one can say that they negate themselves totally to that individual, to the Chacham HaTorah, that the person is comfortable accepting upon themselves as the transmitter of Torah Shebaal Peh. It is only by doing so that we will have the Nasa and the Venishma, and it will be in that merit that we will misaken the Chet HaEgel, and in that merit we will be Zoiche to the Geula Shleima, B'Viyas Mashiach, Tidkenu B'Meir B'Yameinu. I'll share with you another verse.